The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Sarah Blakely joins The Burt Show in Q at Q100 right now. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Thank you for coming in.
You know what? Traffic can't be that bad in Atlanta. That's where I thought of the name Spanx. It's good for something.
Sitting in Atlanta traffic?
Yes. Is it? I'm serious.
Well, we have gotten times from time to time from people that say their most creative times in the day are that hour or that hour and a half. If you can just accept it,
yeah,
and like become
and
creative
embrace
in
it, right?
Yeah, and embrace it a little bit.
I thought of so many bad names for the company, and just one day I was in traffic forever, and literally the word popped in front of me, Spanx, and I was like, that's it. So that's where it arrived in my consciousness in
what
traffic.
What are some of the rejected names?
Oh God, open-toed Delilahs.
What?
Okay.
That's like a band that would play outside of Music Midtown.
Right. At the locals only stage.
Right.
I don't think I'd be sitting here with you guys, right, if I named it that. I mean, this is bad.
They're actually at the Earl on Friday night.
For those that don't know who Sarah Blakely is or what Spanx is, give us the 101 course on both.
Okay, the 101 is I invented footless pantyhose out of my apartment in Virginia Highlands. I had $5,000 in my savings. I was selling copiers at the time, but I discovered the best undergarment, you know, out there, and went on the internet, got it made in North Carolina, cold called Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, and got my start on Oprah.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, that was Jeff.
Oh, Jeff,
said that.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I did. Oprah called, and she chose Spanx as her favorite product of the year, and so I had, you know, I'd semi-trucks coming to my apartment twice a week with boxes of Spanx. I quit my job selling copiers and just went on the road promoting it. And
we're so missing some stuff in this history. We're so missing it. It's almost going like too fast.
So
like,
I thought of this thing in my apartment, then Oprah called, then the semi came, and look, here I am.
I'm trying to give the 101.
Yeah, we're going way, 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 way too fast. So you were a copy salesperson before.
Yeah.
And was there a specific time when the idea came to you where you like putting on pantyhose, you didn't like the way you looked? Do you remember that night?
Yeah, actually I do. I had white pants that I'd spent a lot of money on. They hung in my closet. Like every woman in America, you've got something that's just hanging in your closet. You're trying to figure out what to wear under it. And you could see the thong. You could see the panty line. I went shopping for body shapers at 27 for the first time. I was mortified. They were too thick. They left lines on my thighs. They pinched my waist. And one day, I literally cut the feet out of my own control top pantyhose, put on my white pants, my strappy shoes, looked great, went to the party in Buckhead, and was like, this works, but they rolled up my legs all night. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, if I can comfortably figure out how to get them just below the knee and stay there, this isn't thick, it smooths you out, it makes you look a size smaller, I can still breathe, it gets rid of the panty line, this will be a home run.
Still breathing is key.
Yeah.
In that whole thing.
Yeah,
because even just regular straight up pantyhose, sometimes you can't breathe.
Well, you know what I realized as a woman, it never dawned on me, men have been making all of our undergarments. Mm. And so maybe that's why they've been so uncomfortable, you know? And I when I went to the hosiery mill, I found out that the mills have been taking an average waistband between the smallest and the largest size and putting that middle size on every pair to cut costume reduction and cost cut cost I'm still it's like so hungover from my party. Sorry. Anyway,
I've got the most caffeinated coffee you'd ever have in your life if you want to come.
Anyway, but it just freaked me out because I said, you know, Spanx, I'm going to size my waistbands because we've been miserable. If an A woman needs an A waistband and an E woman needs an E waistband, we cannot put the same waistband on all of them. So little tricks that I learned, and I think that's why all the celebrities are so vocal about it. I'm not paying any of them to flash their Spanx on the red carpet. I mean, they've really embraced it, and I think it's because of how comfortable it is.
I'm always excited, like, because an overnight success generally takes, like, what, 5-8 years, right? So I'm assuming, because what you said is that men have been designing this part of the industry for so long, like, how much rejection did you get right off the bat with this kind of crazy idea?
2 years. Yeah, for 2 years at night and on the weekends, I was trying to get my idea off the ground, and not one person thought it was a good idea.
Were these all men that you were going to?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them. The patent attorneys that I were going was going to were men, and they were laughing at me. One patent attorney here in Atlanta later admitted he thought my idea was so bad, he thought I'd been sent by candid camera. I mean, really.
Really?
And I went to Barnes & Noble in Buckhead and bought a book on patents and trademarks and wrote my own patent. I trademarked the name Spanx online. I incorporated online. I designed the packaging on my friend's computer here in Atlanta. I mean, literally, I did it all with $5,000. And then once I finally got a hosiery mill to make me my first prototype, I called the Neiman Marcus buyer in Dallas and said, "Hey, I'm Sarah Blakely. Will you give me 10 minutes? I'll fly there and show you my invention." And she said, "If you're willing to fly here, I'll give you 10 minutes. And within 5 minutes of meeting with her, I was like, "You know what? You just need to come to the bathroom with me." And I did. I had no shame. I did my own before and after for her. And she just said, "I'm sold. I'll put it in 7 stores and see how it goes."
Just
awesome.
Like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And I called my mill owner and I'm like, Sam, I need more Spanx. And there was dead silence. And he goes, "Sarah, I thought you were going to give these as Christmas gifts for 5 years. Like, he still thought the idea was so bad and didn't make sense. He's like, "What do you mean you landed Neiman Marcus?" I'm like, "I landed Neiman Marcus."
At any point at all when you were being rejected for 2 years, were you like, "Okay, I'm obviously wrong here. These people are trained. This is their industry. They know. I'm just going to give this up and try something else."
I did, actually. And this is an interesting part. Oprah's had a lot to do with my journey on this. But I completely stopped what I was doing and released it. And I remember the moment where I said, "I'm letting go of this. Give me a sign. I'm either supposed to do this or I'm not supposed to do this." And 2 months later, I finished a sales seminar early. At the end of it, I went to my hotel room, flipped on the end of Oprah, and that day she lifted her pant leg and showed the world she too had cut the feet out of her pantyhose.
Now, the day that you asked for the sign, this happened, or this was two months later? Okay.
I totally.
You were going to wait a long time for that sign, weren't you?
I was. I mean, because I was so in my head about it, and everybody kept saying it's not a good idea. And, you know, I give all this, speeches, and one of the main things that I tell people who have ideas is don't tell people your specific idea. Not because you are worried it's going to get knocked off. Most ideas never get knocked off until you're already a success at market. And a lot of people get really paranoid in the process. But because once you put it out there, then your ego gets involved and you have to defend it and explain it and you end up not pursuing it. So for one solid year, none of my friends, none of my family knew the exact idea. They just said, "Oh, Sarah's working on that invention. Maybe we'll find out what it is." And it was a year later, after I'd already put enough of my heart and soul into it, I brought it up and then I got the, "Well, Sarah, sweetie, if it's such a good idea, why hasn't somebody else done it?" And, you're going to spend your whole savings. And then if it is a good idea, the big guys will knock you out, out of the park the next day. And, you know, if I'd heard all that the first day or the first week that I had the idea, I probably never would have done it.
That sounds like such good advice to me, because I think that within your circle, I think there's almost like this subconscious or underlying feeling like, "I want my friends to do well. I just don't want them to do as well as I'm doing." And I certainly don't want them to do better than I am. So if you start like sharing that idea, I don't know if it's consciously or subconsciously, you can get all caught up in that negativity based on whatever reason it is.
I just think we've got so much going on in our gut. And when you put it out there, you get farther and farther from your gut. You know, my initial gut was like, "This works, Sarah. Look at what it's done for your own wardrobe. You wear all these clothes in your closet that you haven't been wearing. You buy lighter colors that you don't wear. You're not alone." And so I just stuck with that. And I think if I had brought it up, you know, you really do. You start getting farther and farther from that sort of intuitive voice that's telling you, what you need to know.
Well, it's a good thing she followed her gut. I mean, I think Jen's the same way, because every time I have dress pants on, every time I have a I have Spanx in my top drawer for every occasion.
Have to. It is like a wedding requirement at this point. Like, you have to know what shoes you're wearing, what dress you're wearing, and what Spanx are going to go with it.
Right.
Like, seriously, it is. And I don't think, you know, I don't think anybody says yes to being a bridesmaid without their Spanx in hand anymore.
Right.
Could anybody have said anything to you to make you stop this Spanx process?
Yeah, I think so in the beginning. I think if I had heard that stuff in the beginning, I would have not pursued it, really. Also, I didn't know enough to know, and I think that helped. I'd never taken a business class in my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, all my friends that went to business school, Harvard, all these things, you know, after I'm inventing and sitting in my apartment, they're like, what's your exit strategy? I'm like, what are you talking about? I want to exit a room and look good. Like, I have no idea. I have been really getting my real world MBA in this journey.
I love your story. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you quickly about the name of the company, because I was reading on your website sort of the ideas behind the name, and I thought it was interesting. It did come to you in traffic, like you mentioned at the beginning, but I thought it was so fascinating how you came up with what sound you wanted.
Right. Well, I open-toed Delilah's, all these horrific names that have been coming to me for a year and a half, and I narrowed it down in my mind because I started thinking, all right, Kodak and Coca-Cola are the two most recognized names in the world. What do they have in common? And I just started playing with it in my mind. I said, okay, K-Sound. They have the K-Sound. And I have friends that are stand-up comedians, and I know it's this weird trade secret among comedians that the K-Sound will make your audience laugh. So in that moment, I thought, all right, for good luck, I want my name to have the K-Sound in it. And that's when Spanx in Traffic came to me, and I was like, okay, it's got the K-Sound. And the last minute, I changed the KS to an X because I did research that made-up words do better for products than real words do. It's also much easier to trademark.
It's also the day the Burke Show was born. Had I known that years ago, that's what we would have gone with.
We could put letters all over the place and people still won't laugh.
Good morning, Jennifer. You're on Q100 and the Burke Show with Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx.
Hi there. I have a great question. Where can I find these? This is awesome. I've never heard of it.
This is the first time you've ever heard of Spanx.
You said it's S-P-A-N-X.
Yeah, and you got to spell that right or you're going to get a real treat.
I didn't think about that.
SPANX.com is my website, and you can get them in the hosiery department at Saks Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, Bloomingdale's. You can get them at several boutiques throughout Atlanta, like Intimacy and Phipps Plaza, Mitzi and Romano in the Highlands.
Were you born and raised here?
No, I'm from Florida.
You're from Florida?
Yeah.
Did you go to Florida?
I went to,
or did you go to Florida State?
I went to both.
You went to both?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
That's why there's conflicting
I'm never unhappy
reports.
On game day. No, but does that help?
It's a different caller now.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Gone. Good morning, Jessica. You're on Q100 in the Burke Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness, girlfriend. You rule. A lot of girls I don't hear you tell them about, but those Spanx. We have dimples in our booty. When you put the pants on, sometimes when you're in thongs, you can see the dimples. And people can see them. Covers them up completely, and then sometimes even makes you go down a size, which is so much better. And I'm telling you, girls at work, I've got like 40 girls at work calling me on the weekends, just where can I get them. They rule. This is the best invention for women ever, so I just want to say thank you for these things.
Thank you.
They're
that's awesome to hear.
Now, did I hear that there's a trapdoor in some of these recently or no?
A trap door.
Like that you don't have to pull them down, but you could go
right,
to the
girl's
room.
I've never heard that. Yes.
I wasn't sure what else to call it.
We call it the double gusset.
Oh, that's really nicer than the trap door.
But like on the guy's tidy whities, just a little boom, just open it. Just
high-waisted one where it goes all the way up below your bra, we didn't want to have to take off your whole dress, your whole outfit. So yes, there is a crotch that, you know, has a double crotch that will open when Mother Nature calls if you don't want to take the whole garment off.
Is that brilliant or what? I mean, is that brilliant?
The double gossip.
But listen, I got to tell you,
guys have been doing that for years. Fruit of the Loom invented that.
Dude, I've never used it.
Me neither.
You have it?
Seriously?
Never.
Men don't use that?
We don't use that, no.
Never in pantyhose?
Men don't wear tidy whities.
Like she said, when you're in a nice, fancy dress.
They don't understand because they don't have to go through the whole thing when they go to the bathroom every single time. Yeah. So the
only
thing,
here we go now, how hard it is to be a woman.
Even on the boxer briefs, they have that trap door in front. No guy uses that.
Really?
You don't?
You use that?
Yes.
You do not.
What do you do?
Down.
In a urinal?
Yeah. I mean, so not all the way down to my knee. Not all the way down to my knees. It's not like I'm my four-year-old and they have to come all the way down to my ankles every time. I never use that door. I've never used it.
Come on.
Never once.
You are 100% the minority.
I guarantee you I'm not.
Why bet?
Yes.
How much?
I'll bet you I'll bet you everything that's in Sarah Blakely's bank account.
Okay.
Hey, Regina, good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'd like to say that your story is so inspirational, and I just, the first time I heard the word Spanx, I heard it on the red carpet. And just to think that the person who created it lives right here in the ATL, I mean, that is just a great story, and I still cut my feet out of my pantyhose. And just want to know, what colors do they come in, and what is the price point?
That's a great question. They come in nude and black, and then my full hosiery comes in a variety of colors. There's also a color called cocoa that they come in, and the price points range between $20 and $28, but I just recently came out with another brand called Assets, which is about half the price point at every Target in the country.
Very cool. Every Target in the country?
Every Target in the country.
That'll be a nice little check.
Well, it's awesome because it gives me an opportunity to give back a portion of all the sales.
Yeah, let's talk about the Sarah Blakely Foundation. I mean, you got a nice little lift here from Richard Branson for sure.
Yeah.
For those that don't know about the television show, and a huge party this weekend in Atlanta. Tell everybody about that and the foundation.
Yeah, that was a dream. I was on the Richard Branson show, Rebel Billionaire. I was told it was going to be sort of the version of The Apprentice, but around the world was Sir Richard Branson, the wild guy who started Virgin. And he's a business hero of mine. I thought it would be a great opportunity to hang out with him. I showed up in England. I got selected for the show. There were 16 of us. And I go, "Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm the entrepreneur." And they're like, "That's nice. Here's your helmet." And I was like, "Excuse me?" And the first thing I had to do was scale the side of a hot air balloon at 9,000 feet in the air and on a dangling rope ladder and have tea on top with Richard. And I'm afraid of heights. So I clung to the bitter end. Richard gave me, unbeknownst to the Fox executives and everyone, I did not win the show. The winner, Sean, got $1 million from Fox. Richard turned to me and said, "Sarah, I've not forgotten about you," and handed me his paycheck for doing the show, which was $750,000, wow, and said, "Go start a woman's foundation of your choice." And this past Saturday night in Atlanta, downtown Ritz, downtown Macy's building, we had 1,200 people come out and support the Sarah Blakely Foundation launch. Sir Richard Branson flew in from England, had never been here. It exceeded all of my wildest expectations. I mean, my team worked day and night for 3 months. I don't think anybody slept just to make sure that it could be so incredible. We flew two girls in from South Africa who had never left their township, Banadi and Pelele. And it was just incredible. We sent 278 girls to college in South Africa from the dinner.
Awesome. That is incredible. That's fantastic.
5 years ago, she's selling copiers. And now there are pictures on her website with Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
That was a pinch me moment. Okay, I have them seldom, but, you know, all of a sudden, because I'm working so hard, and every now and then I go, "Oh my gosh, you know, yeah, this is my life." And I was with Richard Branson in Africa, and he chose two contestants. We got on a private plane from Zimbabwe to Mozambique. An armed car picked us up, took us to Nelson Mandela's home, and we hung out for the whole afternoon and had lunch with Nelson Mandela and his wife. And that was a pinch me moment. I'm sitting at his dining room table, and he's like, "So Sarah, what do you do?" And I'm like, "Well, I invented Spanx." And he's like, "Where does it start? Where does it end? What does it do?" And his wife like slapped him on the arm and goes, "Oh, honey, it's about the butt. Us African women, we need it." It was really a moment. I'm like, God, I was just in my apartment selling copiers, and I'm explaining this invention in Nelson Mandela.
One time I had brunch with Pauly Shore.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Now, these girls that you flew over from South Africa, I don't know how fair that was, because I'm sure they flew over. You put them up at the Ritz or something, some real night. They go to this party, and then they went back home to their little town in South Africa, probably going, "God, America is the greatest. Everything there is so beautiful, and they threw this party for us." And if they ever come back and have to like sit in traffic or get on MART or something, they're going to be
like, "Stay in a Motel 6 or something.
This crap sucks. Get Sarah on the phone."
Yeah, right. Right. No, actually, they're still here. They're here for 10 days, and different people at Spanx, different employees are housing them and different, you know, taking them into their home. And they're doing an internship with me. And it's just, you know, so great. I asked the girls, I said, what is the main difference between America and where you come from? And they go, the portion sizes. And then they said, and I thought this was interesting. They go, nobody has fences around their homes. So in South Africa, for safety, everybody's got huge fences around their homes.
This is Johannesburg?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So they were really surprised. Wow.
Good morning. We can speak to Jennifer, but many are calling with Jennifer's question, so she'll represent all of them. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Jennifer.
I just want to first say I've been using your product for 3 years now. Since they showed up in Nordstrom's, I've been using them.
Thank you.
I'm a firm believer in them. I absolutely love them. The problem is we need a maternity hosiery.
Hey, you know what? I got one.
Do you really?
Yes, they're called Mama Spanx.
Oh, Mama Spanx.
I have Mama Spanx on my website. Go to Spanx.com, okay. And we have a mama version of the Power Panty, which is my number one seller, the little shorts. We just came out with that in the last month. We have a footless mama and a full-length mama, and they give you lower belly support and lower back support as well.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
So they're available on your website?
Yeah, they are. Go to Spanx.com. And they're also in some maternity stores.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to link over also from all the hits, Q100.com, because you just get one or two letters wrong in Spanx, and you're in a you're in a place that Melissa Carter goes to a lot. Probably the rest of you don't want to go to too much.
Shame, shame. He's just displacing it on you.
Spanx with the X is a higher bookmark than the one with the KS. I just want to let you know.
Spanx is a favorite of Bert's. He just, he never realized there was another one with you know, pantyhose and stuff on it.
With the trap door on
it. Yeah. A different trap door that Bert's going through.
Congratulations on all your... I love your story.
Thank you.
You're from Atlanta. I wish we would have had you on earlier than this Saturday. I mean, after the big foundation stuff, but congratulations.
Thank you. It was amazing. We raised over $600,000 that night. So.
And once again, just to clarify, the money for the foundation goes directly to...
Women. I'm helping women globally. I want to fund education and also entrepreneurial ventures for women. So I want to find women around the world and in America, just like I was in that moment in my apartment, and give them a leg up with funding. And I'm taking a portion of all Spanx and asset sales and doing that ongoing. But this launch was really to specifically send these girls to South Africa. That was the first place I chose.
And one of the things
At the dinner, like the cost of the dinner was it a full college education or a year?
It was a year. Each dinner ticket was $1,100. And I was so determined each guest got a photograph of the girl they sent to college for a year.
That's awesome.
So every penny of their dinner ticket went to the girl.
And did I hear correctly on your website, are you picking up like 100% of the administration costs?
I am. I'm funding absolutely everything. So if anyone wants to donate any money to the Sarah Blakely Foundation, it all goes to a girl who's going to make a difference in the world. And that website, I should say, is sarahblakeleyfoundation.com.
And we'll go ahead and we'll link to it from all the hits, Q100.com also. Sarah, really great having you in here.
It was fun being on.
Congratulations.
Fantastic.
It's really exciting. We're very, very excited for you. And congratulations for all your success. It's a great story.
Thanks.
You're on The Bert Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
With Haas here, I'm not even sure where to start. I mean, there's so many avenues to go down with old Haas here. Phil Tirana, as we told you guys last week, is going to be leaving the Burt Show.
Mm-hmm.
Haas has joined the Burt Show from Charlotte, just to make it easy,
mm-hmm.
from Charlotte. So he's going to be hanging out with us, and now he's part of the Burt Show.
Right.
And last week, he knew nobody in town at all. He starts this MySpace page, and like by the end of the first day, you had how many friends?
About 500 or 600.
500 or 600.
There are people in this building, by the way, so mad at you for that. Because they've been at MySpace forever. And they've got like 172 friends, you know, and then they happen to go to your page and they're like, how did he do that?
Yeah, you're not making a lot of friends. Like on Friday, you got to keep something in mind. The history of the show with Phil Tirana. I've been trying to get Phil Tirana to hook up with listeners for a long time. Just, you know what, just go out, have yourself a good time. Take advantage of the girls that are listening to this radio station. Go have a good time. So he's tried and tried and tried and tried for 4 years and never been successful.
Mm.
Haas goes out one time last Thursday night. What happens, Haas?
She wakes up right beside me next morning.
First time in Atlanta.
You wanted Phil to be a player, and he's just not a player.
Right.
It's just not in his blood. It doesn't pump through his veins.
He's a good guy.
He dates a lot of hotties and a lot of them listeners.
Yes.
But, like, he has to get to know them, be friends with them, be a gentleman. And Haas here is just a big old hoe. So there's the difference.
You put the hoe in Haas right there.
Put the hoe in Haas, for sure.
Didn't we now? So Haas hooks up with this girl on Thursday night. And wakes up next to her Friday. They go to Fido's on Thursday night. They have themselves a great time. Mm-hmm. And
for her birthday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For her birthday.
Yeah.
Her 21st.
Yeah.
Her almost 21st. So he wakes up the next morning, and the interesting thing about this girl is she's got a, she carries around something very interesting in her purse.
Yes, she does. She told me on Thursday night that she is previously engaged and owns a $14,000 diamond ring.
So what, she had that with her? Got that in a safe deposit box, I'm sure, right?
Exactly. She carries it with her. She says that she carries it with her just to remind herself not to get that emotionally involved anymore.
Right.
Do you think she might carry it with her because she's still engaged? did that thought ever...
Just in case she runs into her fiance.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
right.
As Haas was telling us the story, all four of us jump on him with the same theory. Like, this girl
she's
is engaged, dude. What are you talking about?
Then I find out this weekend that she is going on a trip to a foreign country with him.
She's engaged.
Dude, she's engaged.
How am I supposed to know, man? Like,
she's got a ring.
She's the one that hit me up on MySpace. She's like, hey, let's go out. I'm like, all right, great. That's good. Let's do it.
So I run the story.
It's not my fault.
I run the story by Stacy this weekend, my wife Stacy, and I'm like, you know, she's got this engagement ring. She's like, no, I understand it. Like, maybe she was engaged
and it broke up.
And
Stacey.
When she's out at a bar, when there's a guy that's hitting on her that she doesn't want.
I could see that.
She slips on the ring.
The go-to ring so that she can
get
rid of the guy.
You don't do that with a $14,000 ring. You do that with like
a
cubic zirconia type of deal.
Or even a band. Like even, you know, yeah. like you don't, your that's, engagement ring is getting clean, but at least you have the merit, you know, the wedding band on your
hand.
Yeah,
she showed me this ring and like it's one step below what Kobe's wife got.
Really? It's nice.
I mean,
huh?
It's insane.
Are you sure it's not from Claire's Boutique?
You know what? I have no idea.
What's Claire's
Boutique?
What
does that mean?
That's the mall, the little mall teeny bopper jewelry store.
Oh, okay.
You know,
it could right next to the Wet Seal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. So, not only does she have this big old ring,
yeah.
she's telling you she's going out of the country with
Her fiance.
So, I mean, if she's engaged, so you see her Thursday night and you don't see her again, you're just on the phone with her all weekend or what?
Nah, we went out Friday night and we went out Saturday night as well.
And she is not afraid about you talking about her on the radio?
Apparently not.
Well, we haven't said her name or any distinguishing.
Oh, I thought her name was Amber. Didn't you say?
That's what we're saying.
But that's not her real name.
No.
You know what threw her? We didn't put her through the name discussion.
Right. It may not be Amber.
Her real name is Mrs. Carlson. That's her real name. We could call her that if that's easier.
That's fine.
The Mrs. Why don't we just call her the Mrs.?
the blushing bride.
Right.
Did she say where she's going?
She just said she was going to a foreign country.
Foreign country.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people honeymoon in Paris.
She probably is going there.
But it didn't stop her from hanging out with you all days and nights. So this guy is out of town.
I would assume so. Yeah, you know, I never thought if he was in town or not. I thought
You never even thought he was engaged. Why do I have to?
Exactly.
Why would he ask?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm going to try that. Let's go out this weekend, Bert, try to pick up chicks. We'll take our wedding bands off and put them in our pocket. And then as the pickup line, we'll explain, yeah, our hearts were broken. We just carry our wedding bands around. Please try to ignore the fact that the skin underneath my wedding band hasn't seen the light of day in 5 years. If you could avoid that, it would be cool.
So where did you go this weekend? You're starting to see a little bit more of Atlanta, finally out of the apartment.
Friday night, me and quote-unquote Amber went to go see a movie, see Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then we went to this place called Devil's Turnaround.
Oh, no.
I don't even know this joint.
I thought that was a move. I didn't think that was a...
It ended up being. We went to this place called Devil's Turnaround. It's supposed to be like a haunted war cemetery. So we went out there, and it was about a 30-minute drive. We stayed...
Have y'all ever heard of that place? Mm-mm. She's just making stuff up now.
No, I went and Googled it, because I was like, oh, God, what is she doing? I went and Googled it. It's a real site or whatever, but we stayed 5 minutes, and she got freaked out, so we had to come back home.
I know somebody who tried the Devil's Turnaround, and it ended up so embarrassing that they didn't have sex for like 2 years.
I think we heard the urban legend right before that.
Actually what it's called, the Devil's Turnaround. Yeah, I thought I wanted to have sex with you, but you've turned me around.
So you go out with her one night, very romantic night at a cemetery.
Exactly.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, exactly. Devil's Turnaround. Oh, romance.
She's the one that wanted to do something on a Friday the 13th, like watch some scary movies and then go out to this place. Thought it was going to be an awesome night.
It was an excuse to jump in your arms. Huss, protect me. Exactly. I'm scared. Be the big man and take care of me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut you with my engagement ring? Sorry about that.
No wonder she wanted to go 30 minutes out of town because her fiance was in Atlanta.
Right.
Probably so.
So that's Friday night. How about Saturday night?
Saturday night, we went and had dinner. And
where?
Satan's Lounge.
We went back to Fado's, had dinner, and just a
Because that's your place, you know.
Exactly. It's the only place I know.
Oh, it's our 48-hour anniversary.
Remember that song that was
Let's
playing?
Go back to the first place where I lied to you.
Hey, you sure you don't want to go across the street to Cheesecake Factory? No, my fiancé's a bartender there. I mean, what's that? I mean, he used to be my fiancé.
Right, I've been previously engaged.
Like before I met you earlier today.
All right, so you're in Bucket.
We went to Fado's, and then we went out to a frat party. Fraternity party.
What school?
Either Georgia Tech or Georgia State. I'm not really sure.
Okay, how'd that go?
Went good. Had some good times. Watched a couple people getting in some fights.
Did they try to brand you?
Huh?
Did they try to brand you?
No, they didn't.
The hot iron?
Yeah.
Did they know Bert?
I was there.
Ring leader is what they call him.
Do you know that dude in the corner? For 3 years, we've been trying to get rid of him. He won't go.
But yeah, it was a pretty good night.
Boss looks up and it's Bert pumping the keg.
Boss, what are you doing here, dude?
It feels so good when I eat your lips.
Can't stand.
And he's pumping the keg, and he doesn't have the red plastic cup, but he's got the tumbler from the formal with the girls from Delta
right.
Delta Delta.
That was
two
hayride.
Years ago.
Boss, let's go streaking.
Quad.
All right, so now we sent you out with an email to do some inebriated advice. So was this at the fraternity party you did this, or did you go back in a bucket?
This was
or what?
It. This was at the fraternity party that we did this.
All right, so what we have decided to do now with the emails on relationship advice that you guys send us, we can't possibly get to them all on the air and get you some advice. Mm-hmm. So rather than just throw them out, what we're doing now is we give them to Haas, and he goes to a fraternity party, or he goes to Buckhead or whatever. And at 2 and 3 in the morning, when everybody's nice and drunk, he gets you advice because drunk people know everything.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
They're the experts. Any subject matter, they will know exactly which way you should take, what course your life should take.
Yeah, I got it down. So what email did you use on Saturday night?
One where a girl, I think I set it up in the clip, but one where a girl had gone to a family reunion and met up with her cousin who she thought was hot, he thought she was hot. But she didn't know where to go from there. She didn't know if they should hook up. So
okay, presents. And this is a fraternity party at either Georgia Tech or Georgia State.
Exactly.
And you don't know the
name
which
of the fraternity.
Fraternity.
No.
Okay.
All right. I went to my family reunion a few weeks ago, and I think my cousin is hot.
Hold on a sec.
What?
Before we, how much have you been drinking?
Oh yeah, I am probably the worst one out of all this group.
So you're hammered.
Oh,
talking
yeah, I'm hammered.
Okay.
I'm hammered talking to other hammered people.
Could you guys pick up on that?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, a little bit. It sounds like Bill Clinton. Drunk.
Right, I went to my family reunion a few weeks ago, and I think my cousin is high.
Say reunion.
Reunion.
Right, I went to my family reunion a few weeks ago, and I think my cousin is hot, and I know he thinks I'm hot, too. But he's like a second cousin. Now, is it okay that I go for it?
I have a hot cousin, too, and I have never put any moves on her whatsoever. Only Alabamian people, they're the ones who their cousins.
There's a saying in Spanish that says that the closer the cousins you are, the closer you can get.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Entre primo y primo, más me arrimo.
All right.
My God, that is so hot. You're saying that if your cousin was hot, that you would actually hook up with him.
Hey, if he's hot, why not?
No way. You don't go with, like, family. That's, like, borderline redneck stuff. Like, you know, incest and stuff. No way.
Where are you from?
South Africa.
The South Africans don't get down like that?
No, no, it doesn't work like that there.
So I'm not going to lie to you, man. People here in North America, we do get down like that. I'm from North Carolina, man. I actually dated my cousin before. We kind of hooked up.
I just think that's wrong.
You just got to do what you got to do. If it's a second cousin, that's far away from the bloodline, you know what I mean? That's like twice removed. So, I mean,
so say right now, me and you were second cousins. Would you do me?
Yeah, definitely, dude.
Honestly, like, I think my cousin's hot as both my cousins, they're so hot. Anyway, that's nasty as like, we're not back in the Bible era anymore. You don't need to your own cousin to have kids.
If I, Hoss, was your cousin, would we be hooking up right this second?
No, that's nasty. That's Alabama. No. We're Georgia. No.
Why is it not okay?
Because it's incest. Ew, no.
Oh, hi. So you're telling me if you had a hot cousin that you wouldn't hook up with him?
I have a hot cousin, then no.
You're such a liar.
Oh, yeah, Haas's voice is just getting closer and closer to the mic. The drunker and drunker he gets.
And then it all becomes one word. So you're telling me if you had a hot cousin. No, look at that. So you're telling me if you had a hot cousin that you wouldn't have gone with this.
If you had a hot cousin. Okay, let me ask you. If you had a hot cousin. Okay, hold on. Okay, is that
then he passes out.
You had a family reunion, your family barbecue.
And everybody from Alabama right now is just mortified.
Mad. At least they didn't throw Tennessee under the bus.
Are you referring to the Alabamonians?
Yeah.
That they referred to at the beginning?
Yeah.
That's Alabama. This is Georgia.
I was like, what?
There's a world of difference. Yeah,
all right.
What's the second cut of this that says Haas drunk?
The second cut
I think you got those confused. That's the first cut.
The second cut was I was even more drunk than I was in that first cut. And this was at probably about 5:30 or 6 in the morning. And Amber decided to ask me this question that I had been asking all night.
Yeah, it's Haas. I totally think you should go for it, dude. Like, I know y'all are like second cousins and all, but still, like, man, y'all are like first cousins, you know? And you're like, even if you're cousins, man, you're not like brother and sister, dude. I mean, y'all can still hook up and stuff. Like, man, like, to be honest with you, man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. The first girl I ever dated ended up being my third cousin. I'm not going to lie to you. I swear to God, her name was Heather Ross. I didn't know she was my third cousin until like 2 weeks after we started dating. And then I found out she was my third cousin, and we still dated. We never did anything, man. It was kind of like it was in eighth grade, but it was still kind of freaky and kind of weird. But, dude, that was like my third cousin, man. First cousin, man, don't worry about it, dude.
Hey,
she's, if she's hot, man, I'd say go for it, man. I don't know, dude.
Where are you at this
if she's
point?
She's hot, man. Go for it, man.
No idea.
Like I said, man, I dated my third cousin, man. I mean, that kind of seems like kind of like West Virginia and freakyish, man. But don't worry about it, dude, man. I just say go for it, man. Go for it. Hook up with her, man. If you can hook up with her, do it, dude.
How pathetic a sight is that? What are you, like, in the main living area and there's nobody left, but the music is still cranked out? You've got all these beer cups all around you, and you're just talking by yourself into a mic.
And he's all sweaty, and his face is all flushed, you know, eyes a little swollen.
You're red right now. You're embarrassed.
I am 24 years old. I am 2 years out of college, and I was the last one at the frat.
Hey, that's our boy.
Is that a true story about your cousin?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
I never did anything with her, man. It was eighth grade. I had to do a class project. I found out she was my cousin. We ended it right there.
Oh, we're going to have fun with this dude.
You had to do a class project.
Yeah.
So you're doing your family tree. You're doing your family tree, and you're like, okay,
exactly.
Oh yeah, look at that branch. It's crossing that branch. That is not good.
Linda, hey, you're on Q100.
Hi, y'all. I'm over here crying at work. This guy is crazy.
This is the world of Haas. Welcome to it.
I think he's taught us something about broadcasting because I never really paid attention to how good it sounds when you breathe. Like, what a way, because people sometimes think, oh, do you guys do the show live? Are you on tape? What a way to let people know that it's authentic radio rather than just every now and again. So all of his Q100s.
Yeah, I totally think you should go for it, dude. Like, I know y'all are like second cousins and all, but still, like, man, y'all are like first cousins, you know? And you're like, even if you're cousins, man, you're not like brother and sister, dude. I mean, y'all can still hook up and stuff. Like, man, like, to be honest with you, man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. The first girl I ever dated ended up being my third cousin.
Listen. It's the Vert Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.